Beach Radio 1160 and 1310, along with Alive Again Alliance Church, are proud to present Alive Again. In this chaotic world, Alive Again brings you the life-transforming words of Jesus. Now, here are your hosts, Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill.
Good morning, Ocean of Monmouth County. Unfortunately, Pastor Jason couldn't be with us today. My name is Greg Elias. I'll be hosting the show today. Along with me is Pastor Bill Meyer.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here, bright and early.
Yeah, bright and early. Yeah. Rain's falling a little bit today.
Yes,
so
the middle of a storm.
Yeah, we might have to break into a news break for weather. So just bear with us this morning. Ron Wurulak is with us.
Wow. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How's everything going this morning?
Better and better.
Better and better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good to be alive and breathing. I just want to remind everyone the purpose of Alive Again is to bring the transforming conversation of Omers and Monmouth County. So this week, we're going to be talking a lot about Alive Again and what's happening at Alive Again this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Open for conversation, so please feel free to call in. We'd love to talk to you, have a conversation about all the things going on. The number to dial is 732-505-1160. That's 732-505-1160. And the first five callers will get a $15 gift card to La Angola's Pizzeria restaurant located in Lakehurst. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the events going on at Alive Again. And one of the big events is the missions trip to the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Pastor, can you fill us in on who's going, what's the purpose of the mission trip, and our vision for it?
Okay. So we have, I think, 15. I could be wrong about the numbers. I'm not a numbers guy. 15 folk going from our church to the Dominican Republic. They'll be down there for a week. And they're going down to be part of a team called the Envision Team. And the Envision Team is people who come all, you know, throughout the year for a week, a month, what's called short-term missions. And the purpose of it to go to the Dominican Republic is not to go to one of the beautiful resorts in Punta Cana. The purpose
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
That would be a good missions trip.
Yes, it would be. The purpose is to go to an area of the island that is underserved. They spend time in the cities. The particular city that I think that our team goes to is San Francisco.
Okay.
And there's a lot of poverty, a lot of needs. The churches that are there are underserved in terms of resources and personnel. And so what our team is going down this year to do is a few things. One is some folk will be doing a construction project. We've been working on helping them build a camp down there that would serve all the churches that are on the island. And then the other thing that some of our folk will do are more athletically inclined guys and girls.
And girls.
Will work on a baseball camp, which we did last year. That was a beautiful thing. The result of that baseball camp is that the folk who we helped start it with have decided that they wanted to continue to try to do this on a regular basis as a ministry. And if you follow baseball at all, you know that the Dominican Republic, you know, is a baseball crazy area.
Yeah, some of the best players in the world.
Yep, some of the greatest players in the world come from the Dominican Republic. And so there's culturally, it's a really good thing. But those parts of the island don't have. They play with, you know, the equipment. You can't believe what they use, you know.
Sure.
They have their own – they make their own baseballs and gloves and stuff like that.
Right. And if someone wanted to donate maybe baseball supplies, who would they contact at Alive?
They could call us at 732-557-0110, and we'll open the door for them. We are collecting stuff. I know that shout out to Manchester Little League. Last year, they gave us a whole bunch of stuff at the end of the season, and we're bringing that down to donate. So that's good stuff. So we have the baseball thing that we do, and then the other thing that we do is something called Vacation Bible School, which if you you know, if you're a church going person, you know, everybody knows about Vacation Bible School. It's working with the children and teaching the Bible to the children, and that should be a really, really good time.
When is that taking place?
That is taking place during down in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, down in the Dominican Republic. Okay, great.
Our team is doing the Vacation Bible School.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Yep. So,
and along with all this, we actually run – I'm actually a part of Pastor Bill's group in terms of Soul Care. It's mm-hmm. this book written by
– Rob Reimer is the fellow's name. Dr. Rob Reimer. He's a professor at Alliance Theological Seminary. Happens to be one of my professors.
Oh, there, that's right, because you're going for your doctorate.
Yep.
Soon he'll be doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Meyer.
Yes. That means that much.
It does mean a lot.
Doesn't
that's
mean I
lot.
Can prescribe any medication or anything like that or bill Medicare, but that's okay.
No, but when you get mail now, it'll say doctor.
Yeah, there right? you go.
Would it say Dr. Reverend or?
No, it'll say doctor.
Just doctor. Doctor, so yeah. The doctor trumps being a reverend.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. That's crazy.
But along with everything going on in Alive Again, we have these individual groups. How many groups are running right now doing Soul Care, Pastor? Again, I would say
there's probably between 12 and 13, 12 groups probably,
12
maybe
groups,
a little bit less than that, that are
12
doing
groups
Soul Care.
Consisting of about yeah. three individuals each,
yep,
four,
what we do with Soul
four.
Care is we get together in what we call trios. And we actually work through a book called Soul Care by Rob Reimer, and we kind of talk about our life, we unpack our life with one another, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's been an amazing experience.
Very transformative.
I'm working through it. I think we're on mm-hmm. the last chapter. My brother Keith and I are doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it has revealed a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Personally and. You know, family dynamics and mm-hmm. and things that, you know, you really need to examine in order to, you know, be healthy as an individual as
right.
well as in the
relationship.
Spiritually healthy
right.
and even physically healthy, because
right.
when your spirit's healthy, you become more physically healthy.
Yeah.
And it's been a tremendous, tremendous experience. Ron, are you in Soul Care right now?
Yeah. We've done it with Pastor Bill and Bill Sagarese.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Are you done or?
Finished that. Yep. That episode.
Yeah. That episode.
Yeah.
On to the next episode.
Now, well, we're working on something else that's, you know, that's related.
Okay.
Related, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, part two.
So we have these groups going. We're encouraging
big part
the congregation
of our church's life. Very, yeah. very big part of our church's life.
We're encouraging the attendance of Alive Again to, like, really buy into the Soul Care. It's been really tremendous. It's been awesome.
Yeah. So what – for those who are listening – since you are in the group, what is that word Soul Care? What does that mean? Why do we use that word? What's the soul? First of all, I mean, is that you know, a certain kind of music? You know, with R&B? You know, written
well,
in the
70s. Than your spirit, right? I mean, because it's the spirit's different than the soul, correct?
Mm-hmm. How so? What do you think?
He uses soul and spirit. So I would say, like, you know, your spirit is more kind of, I would say, a protective layer.
Yeah.
And then your soul is like kind of like what gives you intuition, what needs to be mm-hmm. taken care of, what needs to be fed. You know, that feeling when you walk into a room and there's something not right, that's your soul testifying to something's not right,
right
in the room.
Right. So the way that I like to think about it is that the spirit is the immaterial part of us that is either dead or alive.
Okay.
If you are someone who has not been, we use the word born again, you hadn't had that experience of surrendering your life to Christ, the Bible says that, you know, that we're dead in our trespasses and sins. So that's the part of us. I mean, I'm not dead. I'm walking around. So how can the Bible say that I'm dead? Well, what it's referring to is it's referring to our spirit. You know, we are not in touch with spiritual things. We can't we read the Bible and it seems like, you know, it's in hieroglyphics to us. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And that's because we're spiritually dead. We have not become alive in Christ. And the spirit is also the part of us that then when we come to surrender our heart to Jesus, you know, the Lord causes us to be born again or regenerated. That's a fancy theological term, but it means that we come alive in Christ. And now, you know, if you've ever had anybody out there who has had this experience knows that there was a time in your life maybe that you didn't understand spiritual things. You could not connect at all. Something happened to you, and you now began to be able to read God's word, and it made sense to you, and things that you've read maybe 100 times, now, aha, you have that aha. That's becoming spiritually alive. And so our spirit is the part of us that's the immaterial part of us that is either either dead or alive, depending on the relationship that we have with God. Our soul is the immaterial part of us that is always with us. And just like you say, it's that part that you walk into a room, you have a sense that something's not right. It's where our emotions live. It's where our thinking lives. It's our consciousness.
And if you are thinking and you need your house painted, just kind of segue into this a little bit. I just want to remind the Live Again listeners that the show is funded by you, the listener, and sponsors. Give Painting by Kevin a plug because he's awesome.
You have a telephone number for him?
I do, actually.
We're having some painting done at our house right now, actually.
There you go. So his number is 908-433-4465. That's 908-433-4465. And, for all your interior and exterior needs of painting, Kevin, give him a call today. He comes over for a free estimate and a quote. They are really, really fantastic. If I had painting I needed to have done at my house, Kevin would be the first one I'd call. I know the church might need some painting soon, so Kevin's going to be on my short list, that's for sure.
Okay.
So if you're also out there and you're on listening, go to our website. It's www.aliveagainradio.org. Check out what's going on in Ocean Monmouth County.
You can listen to all the archives.
That's right.
The various churches that are part of this radio ministry are listed there. There's actually about 15 churches that we're in relationship with that have either been on the show or have ministries that we've talked about. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'd love to hear from you again. So please give us a call to talk about, ask questions about your soul and your spirit. The number again is 732-505-1160. So we were talking about the soul and the spirit. Is that the conversation that Nicodemus was having with Jesus?
Exactly right. Exactly right. We actually talked about this last week, so I don't know. It keeps coming up in our conversation, so maybe the Lord wants us to talk about that. I'm actually going to I turn in my Bible, and Ron, you can entertain while I'm finding it.
All right.
I want to find the verse because a lot of people, don't know what that that is all about, this whole idea of being born again, but it's a biblical term, and I did find it. And it says – this is from John chapter 3, the Gospel of John, and this is a Pharisee. Pharisees were the really holy people. So, but there were people who were just holy for themselves, but thought everybody else should be holy too. So, think in your mind of that person who is like the most obnoxiously religious person that you know. That's
obnoxiously religious.
Yep, that's a Pharisee.
There
you know, they're holy. They want everybody to know about it, and they think that you should be holy too. That's a Pharisee. This is what it says. It says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. Whoop. There's a – is it time to break in? I heard something.
No. Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things unless God is with him. Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
And I love Nicodemus' response. He's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You have to enter your mother's womb
again?
Yeah,
what does that mean? Born again. I don't know what that means. And then so Jesus and Jesus was incredulous about that because, the Pharisees were not only the holiest people around, they also were the ones who had, they were the doctors.
Right.
If there's a Dr. Meyer, Nicodemus would be Dr. Nicodemus. He had the highest level of, educational attainment in his religion that he could have and all that kind of stuff. So, So Jesus was incredulous and said, you know, how could you not understand that? And Jesus said again to him, explained it. He said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so Jesus was saying, you know, that we're all alive, of course, but there's a part of us that is not alive, and that's our spirit. And our spirits have to be born. Our spirits have to become alive, and so that we can have a connection and we can have a relationship with God. And, you know, that I mean, it's great we're talking about that, because that is really what all of our messages about at Alive Again. And that's why we have that word Alive Again, because people come to our church who are messed up, they're broken, they're at the end of their rope, and God meets them and he transforms their life and he causes them to be born again.
And he meets you right where you
absolutely
are.
Absolutely.
He doesn't pull you any faster than you need to go. He doesn't slow you down. He works at your pace because he loves you. He wants to take care of you.
Yep.
Jesus says, with water and with water. Talk to me. Is that where we get the theology of, like, where some theology is about baptism?
Well, that's some various churches interpret it that way, and you know, we don't get kind of caught up on the distinctions from church to church. But the way that we understand that passage of scripture is that when he's speaking of water, he's talking about a woman's water being broken at the time of birth. So he's talking about the physical birth. And usually, Hebrew thought is usually often what are called parallelisms. So they'll say one thing, and then they'll kind of clarify it in the next sentence. And so, if you think about the whole thing that he said, born of water and the Spirit, so born of flesh and the Spirit. And then the parallelism is the next verse, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So,
gotcha.
You know, so there are some folk that think that this is talking about baptism, but, you know, we believe that this is talking about the physical birth. And what Jesus is saying is that some of us are born physically and that's it. And some of us are born physically, but then we're also born spiritually. We've come alive in God. And that is really, man, you know, I can't tell you that, you know, I was raised my whole life in the church, and I guess my born-again experience was when I was a very small boy, so I don't have much to compare it to. But, you know, people like Ron and yourself and others who came to faith later in life, you can probably look at what your life was like before and how you thought and how you related to the world, and then this experience that you had where you came alive and now you have a whole new way of looking at the world. It's a supernatural thing that happens to you. And God can do that for every person who's listening to my voice right now if you haven't had that experience. In fact, if you'd like to talk more about it, you know, give us a call right now or call us at the church or show up on Sunday morning. We would love to help you to understand what it means to be born again.
And the number again is 732-505-1160.
Yep, 1160. Yep. But you know, I wanted Greg to, I don't know where we're at with the time and we have to be careful,
but
I wanted to continue to talk about this whole soul care thing.
You got it.
Because that's where we started.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're talking about the spirit and then we're talking about the soul. And what happens to many, many believers is that what happens to us when we come to faith in Christ is that we think that all the things that we struggle with are going to get changed overnight. You know, we're no longer going to be tempted to swear. We're no longer going to be tempted to, you know, engage in the stuff that got us in trouble in the past. You know, we're no longer going to be having, you know, negative thoughts. Things are going to be going great for us. But that's not true, because we still have this old nature that is tugging at us, that's warring against us. And that's what happens in the place where our soul is.
Okay.
That's the place. That's the field of the battle. That's the battlefield. The battlefield is where our soul is. And so soul care is a way for us to systematically go through the things that cause us to be defeated in that battle. And that actually sometimes can continue to enslave us even after we become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, the reason that I'm so excited about soul care is it's actually the first thing that we do. And when you take the Doctor of Ministry class at ATS, Alliance Theological Seminary, I'm going to ask them to send us a little donation since we're plugging them.
But
if you're a pastor and you want a life-transforming program, not that's so much an academic program, but something that's going to change your life, the Doctor of Ministry program at ATS is the one. You know, it's a friend of mine urged me to take it. I said, oh, I'm going to have to do it because, you know, the district was paying for part of it anyway. So I thought, that's always nice. I'm going to do it. However, when I went through this first class, the first class was all about this idea of soul care. And I realized that at 58 years old, which is how old I was when I started this program, man, that I was carrying around so much stuff. You know, that I had lots of unforgiveness still in my heart. I had lots of bitterness still in my heart. I had lots of things that I was struggling with. And, you know, the sins that we commit, like the soft sins that give us comfort, you know, what I learned is that, you know, that's really usually not the problem. That's what that is usually a symptom of something deeper that's going on that's unresolved, right, that we haven't given to the Lord Jesus yet. And so, you know, so I have a few soft sins that I don't want to name out loud, but, you know, I still struggle with them. And I learned that, you know, I engage in these comforting activities because there's parts of my life that I haven't given to the Lord yet. There's people who in my life that I haven't forgiven. There's things that I inherited from my family that have not come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ yet. And so, so my life was transformed for this process, and we're seeing that happen for folk in our church as well.
Yeah.
You know, coming to Alive Again is not you come to Sunday morning, you sit and you listen to a couple of nice songs. No, number one, we're not a large church. We're a church of about 110 people, if last time I counted, and our sanctuary doesn't even seat 110. So,
which is a good problem.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a small family. We say we're a family of missionary servants. We focus on this idea of family. You don't come and listen to, you know, some nice praise and worship music and a nice talk. That's part of it. But to really experience everything that God wants to do for us through the ministry of Alive Again, you know, we get in these relationships where we really become transparent and we talk about our life. We talk about something that's also part of soul care is we talk about something called the discipline of honesty.
Yeah.
So what's the discipline of honesty?
You have to be upfront. You have to tell the truth. You have to have people you can go to, accountability partners, so to say.
Right.
And really speak the truth.
Right.
Because if you're not going to go there, then, you know, you can always fake it. You really need to shed the hindrances.
Right.
You know, and really buy in and really speak the truth not only to the people you're in the group with, but to yourself. You know, you need to be able to
really— The discipline of honesty starts with us. First of all, we have to be honest with ourselves about what's going on.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'll be honest. The hardest person I have to forgive in my life is my wife, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of us can understand that.
You're listening right now, Mrs. Elias?
She's probably still sleeping when I left. She was still sleeping. But for whatever the reason, you know, I always bring things up
and
I always throw it in her face and I hate doing that. Like this week I told her I wouldn't do it anymore. And what did I do? You know, threw it in her face this week. And you know, that's just.
You have a very patient and loving wife, let me tell you.
Well, she does. She's patient, I guess.
Yeah.
She has the patience of a saint when it comes to her job.
Right. But you and I have been buds for a long time. And I know that that Emily, dear Emily, she's a typical Jersey girl.
Typical Italian Jersey girl.
Typical Italian Jersey girl. So if anybody would like to call up and talk about that subject, we'd be happy to entertain that.
If you married an Italian from New Jersey, please call. The number is 732-505-1160 and join the conversation.
Right. But anyway, she does not hold back, that's for sure.
However, she has no problem with that truth.
No, to
be honest.
But to see what God has done in your life, you know, you've had some bumps in the road over the years, and she's been faithful and trusted the Lord when it's been hard for her to do that. So that's what I know about Emily.
Yeah,
so that's a beautiful thing.
I was
for
thinking
her.
This week driving in because you know, like I said, Pastor Jason had let me know earlier the week that I'd be hosting. I was thinking like, what are we going to talk about? And I realized that I actually I'm only 3 years younger than you were when we met.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you were like 40 when we met.
I was about 40. Yeah. Yep.
So it's almost been 20 years.
Yeah, we've been I've known you for many, many years.
Yeah,
you're
it's
one of the
crazy.
Guys who's been with me for a long, 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 long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, and yep. I remember when I first met Pastor, he has a beautiful family. And he's got this one son, Matthew, who was in our youth group. And first time I ever went over to Pastor Bill's house, I walked into Matthew's room, and Christine and Pastor allowed their son to spray paint their walls.
Well, I have to explain that. I have to explain that.
No,
okay?
It was great. I was taken back. I'm like, wow, that's, you know, let him express himself.
Yep.
And you know, your kids are still walking with the Lord.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's something as a young man watching that, I was like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you know, I wanted to have a family, which I have now, and I want my children to know Christ. And continue to walk.
Right.
So it's been you've been a great role model in
That's
that.
That's great. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
I do have to explain though that our reasoning for that, because like, you know, so Bricktown at the, you know, our home was one of the neighborhood homes. You know, every neighborhood has a house that all the kids show up in, and you know, I have to tell you what, if you want to have a successful family, successfully raise your children. One word of advice I give to every parent out there is let your house be the place where the kids come. Let it be the place where they feel comfortable. You know, let them have an open door policy. I still have relationship with kids who grew up in our house, and they come into our house, go into the refrigerator, see what's there.
Totally,
you know, don't
true.
Even think about it. But what was happening? But you know, we were this kind of neighborhood home, and our kids were getting into skating. There was an empty pool in our neighborhood, and they were skating in the pool and stuff like that. And you know, one of the things that's kind of connected to the whole skate culture is spray graffiti and tagging things. And so, you know, they were starting to get in a little trouble in Brick with spray painting. You know, we get a phone call from the police, and you always know that you're in trouble when the police have a first name, know your name. But they call us up and say, Pastor Meyer or Mr. Meyer, we're down here with this group of kids. Would you come down here and get them? You know, so like we were on the police speed dial. but anyway, so that, you know, some stuff was starting to happen with our children. And so we said, you know, let's let our home, we're going to give our home over to the kids. And so we actually turned our backyard basically into like a skate kind of
skate
club.
Park. Yeah.
You know, we for probably about 5 years, there was graffiti and spray paint on all of our fences. All of that's replaced now. Now it's a giant farm, but
right, the Myers experiment.
The Myers experimental farm. Yeah, that's exactly right. So.
Yeah, it's a shame that
but that's why the room was that way, is because, you know, that was part of the culture that my children were experiencing, and rather than have them go out and, you know, destroy property, you know, we said, you know, let's let them be here, and we'll fix that later after there.
If you had known Kevin back in the day, you would have been able to call him for your painting needs.
That's
he
exactly
does interior
right.
And exterior again, free estimates, end quotes.
Yep.
They want to take care of you, reasonable pricing, and the painting by Kevin can do everything for
yep.
you. So again, if you have any painting needs, please call Kevin. Speak to Kevin himself at 908-433-4465.
Mm-hmm.
That number again is 908-433-4465.
Yeah. So, but you know, Ron, you are being very quiet today.
Yeah,
tell me about what your experience has been through Soul Care.
It's very liberating.
Mm-hmm.
Very like chains dropping off.
Okay.
A lot of things in my past that I submerged.
Mm.
Put behind the door, put in the closet, and then put the closet in the basement.
Right, right.
Put it in the trunk. And to look into that and realize that the big question is, why do I do the things that I do?
Mm.
Why did I make the decisions I made?
Right.
And there's reasons.
Right.
Reasons that I didn't want to face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I asked myself, why do you do that? The answer came back, you don't want to know.
Right.
But I really did.
Right.
So to face that and to examine it, put it to light,
yeah,
became a very difficult thing. But so much freedom was enjoyed by doing that.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, the Apostle Paul said that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Right.
And I think that if there was anything that we could say about the ministry at our church that we would want people to understand and know is that it's not just about this intellectual thing that happens. It's not just about knowing all the right stuff. It's actually to see that verse become a reality for us, that it's that being a follower of Jesus is a transforming experience. It transforms us in every way. It transforms us spiritually. It transforms us emotionally, which is one of the aspects of our soul. And it also transforms us physically. You know, we start to overcome physical addictions and problems and challenges that God has that God is giving us the victory over. I'd have to say, even in my own life, you know, one of the things that I've struggled with my whole life is overeating. And that's a common struggle. But that was one of the symptoms of the stuff that was going down, one of the comforting sins that I'd engage in.
We're going to continue this conversation in a little bit, listeners. We're going to check in for news and weather. Hang in there, and we'll be back in a bit.
60 and 1310. More next. Now back to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
All right, welcome back, listeners.
Yep, it's good to be back.
We're back.
I got cut off right as I was talking. I was bearing my soul to the entire world. So
yeah, if you want to join the conversation, again, call 732-505-1160. We do have some phone calls coming in. I want to plug A1 Union Ave Barbershop. A1 Barbershop in Lakehurst is helping the Alive Again Alliance and the Dominican Republic missions trips. Mm-hmm. Every Monday from now until July 3rd, all proceeds made will go directly to Alive Again Dominican Republic missions trip. Doors open at 9 a.m. and they close at 5 p.m.
And I'm going to go down there and get myself a hot straight razor shave.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to do it.
Me too. I've been talking about it. Yep. I had a shave last week. I shaved twice. Once a month now. because I'm just lazy. I saw that and I'm like, I gotta let my facial hair grow in a little bit more.
It's also that you're not as masculine as I am,
that's
so you don't
true.
Need to shave as much.
That's like... true. That is so true. I'm not even close to being as masculine as you.
That's
so by the way,
cry.
We were talking about your overeating. Let's
yes,
get back
okay,
into that.
So let's get back to that. All right. So I was saying before, you know, as we were going out the top of the hour, that one of the things that I learned through the soul care process is one of my comfort sins is overeating.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of Christians, like, overeating is like one of the – like, you know, we're upset about people who drink and smoke and chew and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's fine to go and be a glutton. Like, we don't ever talk about that.
We have some callers in. Maybe they would like to comment on your overeating.
In a second. But let me just finish this and say that one of the things I learned is that, you know, that's one of the – that comfort sin was things that – was one of the things that was – I was covering for deeper things.
Right.
And so even though I haven't lost a tremendous amount of weight, I'm much more aware. I'm much more able to say no to the things that, you know, I know are triggers for me. And that's what happens as God is transforming our soul. He helps us to say no to ungodliness and to say yes to good things in our life.
All right, let's go to our first caller. Who do we got, Paul?
This is Emily in Toms River.
Emily.
Hello, you're on Alive Again, Alive.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, Pastor Bill.
How are you today?
I just wanted to call and say, I am listening, of course.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So I wasn't sure
if
you were
up yet. I didn't say anything bad about you.
So I just wanted to call in and say hello and tell you that this Jersey wife is awake with her three children.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she
the
is.
The Jersey Italian wife.
Yeah,
don't
the
forget
Jersey
that
Italian
part.
Wife.
We
and again, if you
that.
Have problems with an Jersey and Italian wife, please call. It's 732-505-1160.
So. I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody.
Yeah,
you guys
good,
are doing a great job.
Glad you're listening to us, Emily. So we'll talk to you soon.
I'll be home in a little bit.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're not getting the $15, though, to the gift card to Lamadolas. Next five callers, please call in to Lamadolas. You'll get a $15 gift card there for a pizzeria and restaurant in Lakehurst, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more caller.
Yes, this is Sean from, I guess, from last week.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Sean.
How you doing?
From at the 24 Hours of Prayer. Great. How's it going?
Well, actually, I was at the breakfast buffet, but now I feel guilty after hearing you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, let's just say I'm at the 24 Hours of Prayer. Let's just say that, and not the breakfast buffet or anything. Yeah, of course not. No, actually, the 24 hours of prayer is going wonderful. We've already done 13 hours.
Wow.
If my math is correct, we have 11 more to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would, well, 13 plus 11 is 24.
That's
so
great.
You're right.
That's
there.
Great. We were there. I was there for a little bit last night, and you could sense the reality. You know, the manifest presence of God is our fancy religious term, but that means just the fact that God is making his presence known through our actual physical senses. And you could definitely sense God's presence in a very, very strong way as we were praying last night, Sean. It was so exciting. I don't know what the rest of the night was like. I had to still in recovery from my surgery, so I had to leave. What were some of the highlights from the night, would you say?
I think praying for church unity. Mm-hmm. I think that was a powerful moment. I think also at midnight we had a lady come in who does worship on an electric harp and keyboards.
Interesting.
And that was a very powerful hour, as we know, as the clock strikes 12 o'clock midnight, and just to have an hour of praise and worship was phenomenal. And then even 6 o'clock this morning, just seeing the sun rise up over the Jersey Shore, and knowing that we started when the sun was going down and then the sun was coming back up.
Yeah.
And there were still leaders there that were just believing God for great, great things right here in Ocean and Monmouth County. It was an amazing experience, and it continues today. And we're right downtown across from the studios over at Shore Vineyard Church.
That's great. So anybody listening would like to come and spend some time in prayer, even if it's just 15 minutes, you know, head over to Shore Vineyard and just call out to the Lord. I thought the most exciting thing about God's timing for this prayer gathering, which is the first time that we're trying to do this, is in terms of our, you know, our network of relationships and the churches that are part of the ministry, is that we did not know this at the time, but we're praying for Toms River and the surrounding area on the 250th anniversary of Toms River.
I think there's
some significance to that.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, there really is. And again, that's something that was completely off our radar. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that just earlier this week. And we planned this obviously a couple months ago. So as we're praying for the next, you know, 11 more hours to go until 7 p.m., I'm looking out the window and I'm looking at Huddy Park. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at downtown Toms River. And I know there'll be, you know, festivities and ceremonies in celebration of the anniversary of this great township. And just to know that 250 years, there's 24 hours of prayer nonstop in Toms River. One was last night over there with you at Alive Again Alliance Church on Church Road.
That's exciting.
And now this morning. So I can see when we don't make plans or we don't see the big picture yet, God is involved in the
details.
That's exactly right.
Amen to that.
Townships of lives, of families, you know, he's involved in the details. Nothing is too small for God to get involved in.
So, Sean, if you had to just summarize within just one brief sentence what we are asking God to do at the Jersey Shore through this 24 hours of prayer for the Jersey Shore, what is it? What are we asking God to do?
We want to see God have an open heaven over the Jersey Shore, where, as you said earlier, the manifested presence of God is so real and so tangible right here in our region. That's undeniable that God is really bringing an awakening to the churches and extending out with the love and the grace of God to the entire community.
That's great. Yeah. You know, I was driving down the street the other day with my wife, and I saw that there is a church. It's on Route 70 in Toms River. There's a church in Manchester that has a billboard all the time, and it's one of our sister churches, actually, which is exciting. But I had never seen this before on Route 70, just as you're heading over from the Toms River to the Manchester line. There's a church that has a billboard now. And all it says, all it is just an invitation for people to trust in Christ as their Savior, you know. Mm-hmm. And what was exciting to me about that is that's not a church that we even have a relationship with, really, honestly. Just you know, if I'm honest about it, but what's exciting to me is just to see that God, there is a stirring that I see taking place in at least here at the Jersey Shore. I don't know whether it's a national stirring, but here in this region, there's a stirring. You know, there's new churches that are opening up in just about every school in Toms River, and that's not just a Toms River thing. That's actually a regional thing. I know that our network that we're part of, which is called the Christian Missionary Alliance, you know, the pastors are coming together. We're praying about, you know, where our next church plant is going to be. We already started another church down in Bayville, Living Water Alliance Church, which God is, you know, they're already bursting at the seams, and they're not even, you know, a week old. And so there's a stirring. There is a spiritual hunger that's very tangible in this region. There's a lot of apathy, that's for sure. There's a lot of problems, but there's also a stirring. I'm praying that God is going to just continue to stir that up, that God is going to continue to see something happening.
Now, Sean, if there's a pastor listening, how can they get in touch with you? How can they get involved in this movement?
Yeah, well, I guess they can reach out to me in two ways. They can call the Move the Earth at 732-573-4037, or they can email me. The easiest email would be info, at movetheearth.org. And pastors meet monthly, once in Ocean County, once in Monmouth County, just for an hour of prayer, you know, building relationships with one another and praying for one another. And then there's big events coming up this year, as we discussed last week, you know, Serve Jersey Shore in August, Jersey Shore Worship in September, and even more things. And so I encourage every pastor out there, if they have not, you know, participated or have been able to because of scheduling conflicts or their availability, it's not too late to jump in and to be part of what God is doing in the big picture here on the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
It's historical, it's unprecedented, and it's the time, it's the season, and don't miss it. You know,
right.
just don't miss it.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, Sean, we'll be praying for you for the next 11 hours and on after that. But we're praying that your 24 hours of prayer continues to just impact this community. Especially with the 250th anniversary of this township, and we just pray again that God would be with you and that He would protect you and that we would just see amazing things.
Mm.
So thank you again for calling in.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Pastor Bill.
Yep,
thank
we'll you, talk guys. To you soon, brother.
Yep. Bye-bye.
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 So getting back to Soul Care, during the break, Ron, you were saying some really, really great things. I was hoping maybe you can reiterate some of the things that you were saying about our soul.
Sure. Our soul is what we're born with, and it provides the comforts that we need. It says, feed me, change me, love me, hug me. Mm-hmm. And our spirit is present, but it's not dominant. It's not exercised. It's immature.
It's not alive.
It's not alive, right?
And so as we get older, we start to understand the difference between right and wrong. And our spirit guides us in that. And as we grow, we have a conflict between the fleshly needs, mm-hmm. the comforts, and making good decisions that oftentimes means put off or delay or ignore the fleshly needs.
Okay.
And we make bad decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The spirit is when we become spiritually alive, we become more righteous and we do right things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we know Jesus, he gives us the Holy Spirit to further guide us, lead us, and help us make those decisions.
That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said. You know, why do I continue to do the things mm-hmm. that I do? And it's not me who does it, but the sinful nature within
right.
inside of us.
That's exactly right. So, and you know, I just want to say that one of the things that is just to because I'm the theologian,
the doctor,
I want to just help us to understand that what happens to us when we become a follower of Christ is not that we become more righteous. What happens is that Jesus deposits in us His righteousness. In fact, we have, you know, the picture that's painted. It's a very hard for us to get our head around this, but the picture that paints us is that we actually experience something that is called union with Christ, that the divine nature of Jesus actually becomes – inhabits us. So that – and so his righteousness, all the good things, you know, that, that he – all of his virtues, all the good things that are true about Jesus become part of us in an actual sense. It's a beautiful thing. Paul talks about that in the Bible over and over and over again. Sometimes we miss that, but that's the reality. That is why we can do the right thing, not because we have all of a sudden become holy people, but because Jesus is now living his life through us as we surrender to him day by day.
And you know, surrendering gets to be the hard part.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Because you're holding on to everything that you want. You're like, I got this. I got this.
Yep.
Instead of just going, I don't have anything.
Right.
And not within my power, but your power that these things can be accomplished.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that this whole idea of surrender, I mean, we're kind of going off into kind of crazy, into far afield from soul care, but it's all related because this thing of surrender Even the recovery movement talks about that. It's one of the very first things that we have to do is to admit that we're powerless, and then to surrender our lives to an authority that's higher than ourselves. You know, and what Bill Wilson, who you know developed the 12 steps, discovered is that is the only way for life to experience life change is to give up, to give ourselves over to the Lord.
The surrendering, though, I think goes hand in hand with soul care because
absolutely.
When you're doing it, God is bringing these things to your mind.
Absolutely.
He's bringing these concepts of forgiveness and family structure and what are the things that you brought with you into your new relationships that you got. I have to surrender to what God's speaking to me.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yep. We have to give it up. We have to give it up. We have to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to submit this. I'm going to put this under your lordship. I'm going to put this – even people who – you know, when we talk about forgiveness, we're not just talking about, you know, forgiving our wife who, you know, burnt the pot roast last week. We're talking about, you know, there's things in our life. I know that there's things in my life, you know, back from even when I was a teenager and younger that happened to me that I've carried around my whole life. And through this soul care process, you know, God has brought them to my attention and the Lord has said, you have to let that go. You have to put that – you have to forgive that person who did that thing to you as a child or as a young man, whatever it might have been, you know. And so even these things that are, you know, from a long time ago in our past, we have to make a choice to cancel the debt that person may owe to us. And they do owe us a debt, but we have to make a choice. So it's a cognitive decision that we make to surrender our right to hold somebody in debt to us and give that person – turn that person over to God or that circumstance over to God, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And what we find is when we do that, you know, God gives us peace. He gives us an ability to receive his own forgiveness that we didn't have before. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, and there is that physical manifestation when you do forgive, that weight that is across your back.
Man,
that just gets lifted.
Such a true thing.
It's amazing when you can let go of the stuff that you've been carrying and how freeing you feel. And that's the whole point of going through soul care is to be free, more free, and to press more into Jesus.
Yeah.
And to know that, you know, I did surrender. I'm going to sin every single day, but thank you, Lord, that you've already died for my sins. Mm-hmm. And now how do I get closer to you?
Right.
You know, how can I walk hand in hand with you?
You know, one of the side effects of unforgiveness is something called bitterness. And one of the I have to say that, you know, I've learned that that's something that I have struggled with over in my life. And, you know, we're being very vulnerable here on the radio,
sure.
But it's something that I've struggled with over my life. And I know even, you know, pastor friends who struggle with bitterness, you know. And one of the things that I discovered through this soul care process, actually Rob Reimer says this, it's really one of the most brilliant things. I don't think he made it up. He's a brilliant guy, but I think that this is somebody else who said this. He said that bitterness is drinking poison and hoping that it's going to hurt the other person.
Interesting.
So that's – I didn't say that exactly right, but – But that's what bitterness is. And so when we have unforgiveness, we have this poison that we continue to drink and we continue to drink. And we're hoping that it's going to hurt the person that we need to forgive or that has hurt us. But, you know, it's not. It's just hurting us. That's all the person that it's hurting. And so the reason to forgive is not just because God says that we should forgive, but because actually we're hurting our own self by carrying around unforgiveness.
Right. And that bitterness affects our attitude.
Absolutely.
And that bitterness turns into other things also.
Oh, yes. Physical manifestations, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of people who struggle with things like backaches and joint pain and, you know,
headaches.
High blood pressure, headaches. A lot of that is related to spiritual things that are going on in our soul that we have to surrender to God.
You know, when I was finishing my master's and I wrote a paper on forgiveness, one of the researchers I was looking into it was about physical health, and they said that when persons began to forgive, certain heart diseases went away, cancers would just get healthy.
Yeah.
So the physical manifestation
is – there's very much truth to that.
Because the unforgiveness causes stress, and stress does havoc to your body.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. There's a whole industry of people who are out there, you know, using biofeedback and other things like that to help executives overcome stress because stress is a non-physical thing that manifests itself in our bodies in a physical way. And so even the whole issue of healing, as you're saying, you know, divine healing is tied up in these immaterial things that we need to let go in order to allow us to be more healthy people, you know, in a very holistic sense.
I just want to jump in a conversation. And again, people, if you're struggling with, you know, back pain and you can't really paint right now, Painting by Kevin, give them a call. They would love to come out, give you a free estimate, give you a quote, you know, reasonable pricing. Again, give Kevin a call, 908-433-4465. The number again is 908-433-4465.
That's great.
So I mean, Soul Care, again, is written by?
Rob Reimer, Dr. Rob Reimer. And, you know, it's on Amazon. I'm looking at it right now. It's Seven Principles of Soul Care is his book. There's a lot of material out there on this subject, not just by Rob Reimer, but his, I think, is very easy to understand. You know, it's very systematic. He goes through seven different steps of the Soul Care process of you know, trying to unpack and kind of peel the layers of the onion to discover, you know, what's going on in our hearts. And, you know, and so I would say that is, you know, we believe in Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples as part of our mission. And so Soul Care is fundamental to our discipleship process, fundamental to us making disciples, helping people grow in Christ.
So if someone's listening right now, would you recommend them do it by themselves or to get into a group or come to Alive Again?
Yeah. I mean, what I would say, if you're out there and you're local, you know, come to our church and get connected. You can do it on your own, but really in terms of it being as effective as it should be, you know, it's really being part of a group of people that you can really completely trust and talk about your stuff with. That's really the most important thing. I mean, that's the most effective way to engage in Soul Care, to experience Soul Care. And that's a biblical principle as well. I mean, there's a passage of scripture in James that we read about often about healing, and it says that if anyone is sick, he should call the elders and have them anointed with oil. But then it goes on to say, it says, confess your sins to one another and you will be made well. And so it's not just about, you know, the application of oil. It's also about us, you know, exposing ourselves to other people. Something that God has told me is that the strength of the sin is not in the sin, it's in the secret. And so when we have things in our life that, you know, we're struggling with and we keep them hidden, they stay in the darkness, they just grow. It's like mold. It's like black mold. It just grows, you know. So that those things that are in our hearts, that are the worst things about us, they need to be exposed to the light, and then God can give us strength and victory over those things. So that's why we do Soul Care in what we call Soul Care trios,
right?
For that reason.
The strength of the sin is not in the sin, but in the secret.
Yep,
that's good. I like that.
Yep, that's very true.
Shame is a big factor.
Oh, absolutely.
Shame.
Yep, absolutely. Shame.
All these things.
Shame's at the very root of everything that we struggle with.
Yeah.
All the way back to the garden, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in us. You know, we're all born, and like you were saying, Ron, our soul's there, our spirit isn't. And through the years, as much as our parents and being a parent myself, you know, you pray that you're doing the right thing. But, you know, the kids get wounded along the way, and mm-hmm. they carry it with them. Just a reminder to our listeners that we want to hear from you. We would love to hear what topics you would like us to talk to, questions, mm-hmm. conversations that you would like us to have and be a part of. You can also go to aliveagainradio.org to hear our old
our archives. Old shows. Absolutely. I'd also let you know that we can go to you can go if you want any information about our church that is one of the sponsors of this radio show. You can go to aliveagainalliance.com and learn all about, you know, our ministries, when we meet. I'd love to invite everyone to come and join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock is when we have our service.
Are you giving the sermon tomorrow?
1060 Church Road. Tomorrow I'm speaking on the power of prayer to overcome, to open up steel doors in our life.
Awesome.
So that's what we're talking about tomorrow. So come and join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock at 1060 Church Road in Toms River. It's that little white church with the red door. People come inside and they're really shocked at you know, the different things that we've done to it. We've made it a beautiful place. It's really a home. And we would love to invite you to become and part of our family at Alive Again Alliance Church.
So. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for listening today. I'd like to thank Pastor Bill and Ron for hosting this show easy today. I appreciate it. Pastor Jason will be back next week. Thank the Lord. And may the Lord bless all of you and keep you. And until we talk next Saturday, have a great week.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
For listening to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill, brought to you by the Alive Again Alliance Church. For more information, visit aliveagainalliance.com. Be sure to listen every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. only on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.